there, big ones, Patrick.
It'll be rain before night.
I'm off tomorrow, Patrick.
If it's not rain, it's wind.
America. America, tomorrow.
No, I'll have no more till Thursday next. Not with this wind. How's your father keeping?
Fine.
Come back on Thursday. I'll have more for him then.
Is the needle in the haystack? Does the needle have an eye? Must I always go on searching? Is the needle really there? Am I reaching out for straws as they swirl up in the air? I should have the needle. If the needle has a thread, will the thread mend all the sorrow that I feel within my head? Is the needle in the haystack? Does the needle have an eye? Will I find what I am seeking? Will I search until I die? If the needle hurt my finger, I would not bleed too much. But I know that it existed, and at least I'd be in touch. Questions have an answer. Will the thread be found at last? Is the answer in the future? Are the problems nearly past? Do my questions have an answer? Will the thread be just a start? Will the thread mend all the sorrow that I feel within?
Further news summary at 10 p.m. And now, on the Des Murphy Show at 6:05, we have some music.
Oh. Get away, you smelly thing.
You know what the bastard does, Mudge? 10 minutes to close, and I'm just about to put up the shutters, and he says,
"Got and salt them 2 boxes of pork."
Go and wash yourself. You're not going to sit at this table smelling the place out.
So I just looked him straight in the eye and I said, Father, you are the greatest elephant's bollocks in Donegal.
And none of that talk in this house.
Will you miss me, Madge? Will you miss me?
Now I'm warning you, boy.
Will you write to me?
Oh, every day. Now get out of me road.
Don't start the floor show till I've changed.
Okay. All about to begin.
All over.
Think, God. Think.
Up in that bloody big bugger of a jet.
With its snout pointing straight for the States. And its tail belching smoke over Ireland. And you sitting up at the front. With your confident fingers stretched out over the controls. And then, away down below in the Atlantic, you see a bloody bugger of an Irish boat out fishing for a bloody pollock. And abandoned ship. Make for the boat. Send for a cannon, Micklefort. To hell with the women and children. Say an act of contrition. It looks as if, I can't make it out well from the distance, but it looks as if, yes, the free has been taken by dashing Gar O'Donnell, the pride of the Ballybeg team. O'Donnell is now in position. He takes a cool, calculating look at the goal. He's in position. He's moving up. And...
Come right back, right.
Gareth Mary O'Donnell.
Sir.
Are you fully conscious of the consequence of your decision?
Yes, sir.
Of leaving the land of your birth? The land of the snipe? Curlew? The Aran sweater? The Irish sweepstakes?
I have considered all these, sir. Of going to a profane, pagan, irreligious land of gross materialism. I am fully sensitive to this, sir. Where the devil himself holds sway. And where lust, abhorrent lust, is everywhere indulged in shamelessly.
Who are you telling?
Shamelessly, sir, shamelessly. And still you persist in exposing yourself to these fearful dangers. I must admit, sir, that these stories are slightly exaggerated. For every long-legged... lithe-limbed, big-breasted, luscious thing you...
Oh, you put the heart across me there. Out of me your old, will you? And the smell of the place.
Madge, you're an old duck.
I saw. There's the case, and there's a piece of rope for us. See, the clasp's all rusted. And there's your shorts, and your winter vests, and your heavy socks. And you need to air them shorts before you... Don't put them smelly hands on them.
Sorry.
And see that they're well aired before you put them on. He said nothing since, I suppose.
Not a word.
The bugger.
He hasn't paid your week's wages.
£7.10, that'll see me far.
He'll have something to say to you, then you'll see. And maybe he'll slip you a few extra pounds.
Whether he says goodbye to me or not, or whether he slips me a couple of miserable quid or not, it is a matter of complete indifference to me, Madge.
Aye, so. Your tea's on the table.
Give us a minute.
And there's another thing. Even if he doesn't say much, that doesn't mean that he hasn't feelings like the rest of us.
Say much? He says nothing.
He said nothing either when your mother died. It was near daybreak when he got to sleep last night. I could hear his bed creaking.
Well, to hell with him.
And don't come into your tea smelling like a lobster pot.
If he wants to speak to me, he knows where to find me. Damned if I'm going to speak to him first. And you can tell him I said so, if you like.
What the hell do you care about him, anyway? Screwballs, skinflint, skittery face. You're free of him and his bloody old shop. And tomorrow morning, boy, that little old plane gets up in the sky. You'll stick your head out the window. And spit on the lot of them.
Gar?
Let a bugger call.
Gar! How many coils of barbed wire came in the mill van this evening?
Two. Was it three?
That's what I'm asking you. It was you that carried them into the yard.
There were two. No. Three. Or maybe was it two?
What sort of a stupid bloody bugger are you? Think, man, think. You went out and stood yarning to Joe the post. Then you carried in one coil and came out with a bag of spuds for the parochial. Then you carried in the second coil and put it in the corner. Then you came out of the car again and...
It is not 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France, then the Dauphiness at Versailles.
Ah, what the hell odds? It's his headache now, old Nicodemus. After tomorrow, a coil of barbed wire will be a mere bagatelle to you. Well, let's get packing, boy. Let's get that little old saddlebag opened up and let's get packing. But first, let's have some little old music on the little old phonograph. Yeah, man. You bet. I reckon. Yes, sir.
The Violin Concerto by Mendelssohn, Op. 64. The orchestra is the Rallybag Rovers. The soloist in blue and white jersey is Gareth O'Donnell, who prefers to begin with the second movement.
Ah, hell. How can anyone head into a jet with that old cardboard rubbish? Damn it. Maybe you could give it a lick of paint. Or wash it. Ah, careful. You'll rub a hole in the damn thing. Hey, maybe our screwballs will give you a fiver. Get a new one in Dublin.
What a hope.
Stinks of cat's pee.
The Clarion, January the 1st, 1945.
My God, was it? My God, it was. The day they were married.
Hasn't been used since the honeymoon. She and old Screwballs off to Bundoran for 3 days.
God, the creator and redeemer of all the faithful, grant to the soul of Mara, my mother, the remission of all her sins that she may obtain.
She was small, Madge says. And wild and young, Madge says. And she came from a place called Balshafri, beyond the mountains.
Eternal rest grant unto her, Lord, and may perpetual light flourish.
She was 19 and he was 40. And she thought he was the gladdest gentleman that ever lived. And he couldn't take his eyes off her, Madge says. And maybe sometime during that first year, when she was pregnant with you, Laddiebuck, and all the other young girls from Balshafri had come up here to get dressed up to go to a dance, Madge says. And her face would light up too, Madge says. And he must have known, old Screwballs. He must have known. He must have heard her sometimes, crying herself to sleep at night. And maybe God was good to take her 3 days after you were born, Madge says. Ah, damn you anyhow for a silly, stupid battered. It is now 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France. And to hell with that bloody fiddler.
Philadelphia, here I come.
Watch yourself, nuthead. Let yourself slip like that and you'll find yourself...
All right, back where I started from.
Something lively. Something bloody animal. Here they are, tumpity-tump.
You keep talking to yourself, man, because if you stop talking to yourself, you'll start thinking kind of crazy things.
Aha!
Yippee!
You got a great crowd here tonight, now, huh? Oh, you're looking powerful. How's your granny off for dripping, huh?
Remember, that was Kiggy's tune. Don't pretend you forgot. Reminds you the day the two of you made all the plans. And you thought your heart had burst with happiness. You're going to take a photograph to the States with you. And you're going to say goodbye. Will you write to her? You loved her once, old rooster. And you wanted so much to marry her. There was a bloody sickness. Tell me something, Randy boy. Tell me the truth. Have you got over that sickness yet? Do you still love her? Do you still lust after her? Well, do you? Do you? Do you?
Booker. Sweet Katie Duke. My own darling Katie Duke, bitch.
Rotten, snobby bitch. Just like her stinking rotten father and mother. A bugger and a buggeress.
No, no. My fault. All my fault.
By God, that was a day, boy, eh? You made a right bloody cow's ass of yourself. Remember? When was it? 10 months ago? We were coming back from that walk out of the White Strand. And
the pair of you had the whole thing planned. Engaged at Christmas, married at Easter. 14 of a family. 7 boys and 7 girls. Hey. Cripes, you make me laugh. You were going to develop the hardware, lads, and she was going to take care.
Cathy, I'm mad about you. I'll never last till Easter. Bloody well burst.
Steady, boy, steady. The cannon might be above in the bend watching.
Gar, £7.10. We could never manage to live on that.
Hmm?
Gar, listen. How will we live?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
How will we live? How?
My lords! Free huss, free light, free fuel, free groceries. Every evening at 7, after we close. Except Saturday. Easter's open till damn near midnight on Saturday, making out bloody bills. Sure, God in the world knows they're sending out bills in this place and they're peeing against the wind.
God, no matter what you say, we just couldn't manage to live on that much money. It's not possible. We need more security than that.
Maybe he'll die tonight of galloping consumption.
Gar, please.
What's troubling you?
Please, this is serious.
What is it?
We'll have to see about getting some more money.
Of course I'd see about getting more money. Didn't I tell you I'm going to ask him for a rise?
Yeah, but will he give it to you?
I'll get it. Don't worry about it. I'll get it. Besides, I have a source of income that he knows nothing about. That no one knows nothing about.
Investments? Like Daddy?
Sort of. You know, every Tuesday and Friday I go around the country in the van.
Yeah?
Well, I buy eggs direct from the farms and sell them privately to McLaughlin's Hotel for a handsome profit. He knows nothing about
it. How much do you make?
Aries.
Roughly?
About 4 quid.
Every Tuesday and Friday?
Every month. God, here I come waiting Christmas. I can't have to. Let's get married soon. Next month. Next week.
Steady, steady.
Kate. Sweet Kate. Darling kitty.
We'll go now. Right away and tell them.
Tell who? What? Tell who? What?
Mammy and Daddy.
What did I tell them?
That you want their permission to marry me next week.
I wipe the bloody floor with me.
It must be now, Gar. Now.
Look at the shoes. Look at the trousers.
They're fine. It's now, Gar. Now.
Mr. Dugan, Senator Dugan, I want permission to... Oh, my God.
Yoo-hoo! Where is everybody?
Mrs. Dugan, Cathy and I have to get married right away. Cripes, no.
Don't look so miserable. Yeah.
Kitty, could we not leave it until next Sunday?
No, remember, it's up to you, Gar. It's entirely up to you.
That you, Kate?
Listen, you've got £20 a week, £5,000 at the bank, and your father's just about to retire. It's just Gar and I, Daddy.
Hello, Gareth. You're a stranger.
Speak, you dummy, you.
Where's Mammy?
She's watching TV. Let's go into the lounge, shall we? And how are things with you, Gareth?
Mr. Dugan, I want...
Go on.
I won't be staying long.
Francis arrived when you were out, Kate. Took a few days off and decided to come north.
Cripes.
He's here now.
Inside with your mother. Ask them to join us, will you?
You talk to Daddy, girl.
I will, I will.
You've met Francis King, haven't you, Garrett?
Yes, yes. King of the bloody fairies.
We don't want to raise Kate's hopes unduly, but strictly between ourselves, there's a good chance that he'll get the new dispensary job here.
Kate's hopes.
Didn't she tell you? No, I can see she didn't. Of course, there's nothing official yet, not even what you might call an understanding. But if this post does fall into his lap, well, her mother and I, let's say we're living in hope. Fine boy, Francis, and we've known the king since so way back. As a matter of fact, his father and I were class fellows at school.
Cripes.
Then later at university, when he did medicine and I did law, we knocked about quite a bit.
Shared a flat.
Oh, God.
And halves in our first car.
Oh, bitch.
Even went holidaying together.
Says you look a right fool standing there. The father of 14 children.
Tell me.
Get out,
how's your father?
Get out before the others come in and die laughing at you.
Your father, Garrett.
He's talking to you, thick skull.
What was that?
Your father, how is he?
Oh, he's fine, fine.
Get out. Get out.
Mr. Duggan, I'll be moving along now, if you'll excuse me.
Aren't you waiting for the others? They'll be along in a moment.
No, no, I'd better run. I've got to make up a half a hundredweight of sugar bags.
Brilliant.
Have you said goodbye to...
Certainly, certainly.
Mrs. Dr. Francis King, 8th September, in Harvest Sunshine. Red carpet, white lilies, Sean Hogan singing Bless This House, and him whipped away to Sligo Jail 2 days later for stealing turf. Honeymoon in Mallorca, and you couldn't even afford to take her to Malahide. Ah, Garmy, old son. It was a sore hulk in the old prestige, eh? Between ourselves, old son, in the privacy of the bedroom, hasn't it left a deep scar on the old skitter of soul, eh? Well, what I mean to say is, like, took it real bad. Well, between you, me, and the wall, as the fella says.
Philadelphia, hereby, come.
And there's plenty more fish in the sea, as the fella says. And they all look the same upside down. What are you going to wear in the plane, old rooster? Mighty smart.
Mighty smart.
Mighty sharp.
Mighty sharp.
Well preserved for a father of 14 children.
Hi, gorgeous. You live in my block?
Yeah, handsome boy, sure do.
And if I walk you past the incinerator to the elevator?
You're welcome, slick operator.
Malted milk at the corner drugstore.
Wow.
Movie at the downtown drive-in.
Wow, wow.
Two hamburgers, two cokes, two slices of blueberry pie.
Wow, wow, wow.
Later, at my apartment.
Gee, Mary and Jay, will you quit them antics?
You should knock before you enter a man's room.
I bathed you every Saturday night till you're a big lout of 14. Your tea's cold waiting.
Was I meant to know me tea was ready?
I'm a die horse calling you. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Nellie had a wee baby this morning.
Go on.
A wee girl, £7.4.
When is that you have now?
4 grandnieces and 3 grandnephews, and they're going to call this one Madge. At least so she says. Maybe I'll take her on over on Sunday and square the place up for her. She could do with some help with 7 of them.
Madge, you're a brick.
Aye, so. Boss!
Here comes your pleasure. Your little ray of sunshine. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only, the inimitable, the irresistible County Councillor, S.B. O'Donnell. And this time, Mary Celeste is wearing a cheeky little headdress by Pamela of Park Avenue. Eminently suitable for cocktail parties, morning coffee, or just casual shopping. I would draw your attention to the large collar stud, which is highly decorative and may be purchased separately at our boutique. We call this seductive little outfit Indiscretion. It can be worn 6 days a week, in or out of bed. But take a seat, Screwballs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remove the hat. On again. Perfectly trained. Now for our nightly lesson in the English language. Repeat slowly after me. Another day over.
Another day over.
Next phrase. I suppose we can't complain.
I suppose we can complain.
Not bad. Now for a little free conversation. But remember now, Father dear, no obscenities. The boy is only 25 years of age. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Where's that old rapier wit of yours? The toast of the Ballybeg coffee houses.
Did you set the rat trap in the store?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Isn't he a riot? Oh, that father of yours just kills me. But wait, wait.
Shh. I didn't find as many of them about this year.
Oh, God. Priceless. I didn't find as many of them about this year. Oh, but isn't he in form tonight? Screwballs. We've eaten together like this for the past 20-odd years. Now I'm leaving you forever. And you know why, don't you? Because I'm 25 and you treat me as if I was 5. But worse. Far worse than that. We embarrass one another. So now, Screwballs, I want you to make one unpredictable remark. And even though I'll still be on that plane in the morning, I'll have me doubts. Maybe I should have stuck it out. Maybe the old codger did have feelings. Maybe I maligned the old bastard. So now, Screwballs, say, once upon a time, a rainbow ended in our garden. Say, I like to walk along the white strand when a misty rain is falling. Say, Garson. Say, Gar, you old bugger, why don't you stick it out here with me, for it's not such a bad old bugger of a place after all. Go on. Say it. Say it. Say it.
True enough. I didn't find as many of them about this year.
Marge!
What's wrong with you?
Mustard. Get it yourself.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. It is now 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France. Then the Dauphiness at Versailles. Go on. What's the next line?
I suppose you'll be looking for your pay.
I earned it.
I'm not saying you didn't. It's all there, you needn't count it.
Didn't say I was going to count it, did I?
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Morty?
Sure you know, I never take a second cup.
Sure you know, I never take a second cup. Okay, okay, Screwballs. Ah, it's better this way, isn't it? You can't teach new tricks to two old dogs like us.
Shop?
Shop's closed.
It's Master Boy.
Is he here to pay his bill?
He's looking for you.
He's been on the bottle all week. Get rid of him.
Oh, Master Bowen.
Ah, Gar.
God, but you're a sorry looking wreck too. Yet whatever it is about you.
Tomorrow morning, is it?
7:15. Getting the mail van as far as the airport.
You're doing the right thing, of course. You'll never regret it. I gather it's a vast, restless place that doesn't give a curse about the past. That's the way things should be. Impermanence, anonymity. It offers great advantages. Did you hear about the latest row between the canon and myself?
When was this?
This day week. Threatened to sack me. We can't. We've got the organization behind me. Solidly behind me.
I'll get over it. Everybody knows the kind of the canon.
Should I tell you that I may be going out there myself?
Poor bastard.
Offered a lectureship in education at Boston University. They've given me 3 months to think it over. And what are you doing out there?
Working a hotel.
We have a job waiting for you?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, you'll do all right. You're young, strong, average intelligence.
Good old Boyle. Get the dig in.
Staying with friends?
With that Lizzie.
Oh, of course.
Go on. Try him.
You knew her, Master, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I knew all the Gallagher girls. Lizzie, Una, Rose, Agnes.
And Maura, my mother. Did you love her?
It was a long time ago. In the past. He comes up here every night to see a father, doesn't he?
The canon? Oh, he won't be here for ages.
Anyhow, I think I better be moving on.
To the pub.
Do you remember the Christmas you sent me the packet of cigarettes? And the day you brought the pot of jam up to the digs? It was you, wasn't it?
You know it was.
3 months they've given me to make up my mind.
I remember very well.
Oh, by the way, here's a little something to remind you of your old teacher. My poems, I had them printed privately last month. Some of them are a bit mawkish, but you'll not notice any distinction.
I'm very grateful, Master.
My only advice to you, Gard, is to strike out on your own as soon as you find your feet out there. Don't keep looking back over your shoulder. Be 100% American.
I'll do that.
Now, there's an inscription on the fly leaf. I was wondering, could you lend me a pound until next week, but you'll be gone by then.
Surely, surely.
I seem to have come out without my wallet.
Give him the two.
Fine, fine. I'll move on now. Yes, yes. I knew all the Gallagher girls from Baltifree. Maura, Luna, Rose and Lizzie, Agnes and Maura, your mother.
You might have been my father.
And another thing I'd like to ask you, should you come across any newspapers or magazines that might be interested in publishing the occasional poem, perhaps you'd send me the addresses.
I'll keep an eye out.
You know, I haven't been writing as much as I should, but you know what I mean. Well, you have your packing to do, and I'm talking too much as usual. Good luck, Gareth.
Thanks, Master.
Forget Ballybeg and Ireland.
Maybe it's easier said.
Perhaps you'll write to me.
I will indeed.
No doubt. No doubt. I'll miss you, Gar.
For God's sake, take a grip yourself.
Thanks for the poems, Master. Stop it, stop it, stop it!
Quick, up to your room. Survival shelter.
Remember, you're going. 10:15. You're still going. And he's nothing but a drunken old schoolteacher. An arrogant, conceited washout. Oh, God, the creator and redeemer of all the faithful. Get a grip of yourself. Don't be a damn sentimental fool.
Philadelphia, here I come.
Myra and Una, Rose and Agnes and Lizzie and Mara, my mother.
Yes, sir, you're going to cut quite a dash in them there estates. All them big dames and fancy living and dances and films.
Kathy.
You know what you're doing, don't you, Ladybuck? You're storing up memories and impressions and images. It'll make you miserable. In a way, that's what you want, isn't it?
Booker!
Bugger's right. Bugger's absolutely correct. Back to the job. Keep occupied. Be methodical. Will all those passengers holding immigration visas please come this way? Passport?
Passport.
Visa?
Visa.
Vaccination, sir?
Vaccination, sir.
Sponsorship papers.
Signed by Mr. Colonel Sweeney.
Uncle Con and Auntie Lizzie have made the whole thing possible. Read her letter again. Strictly for us.
Dear Nephew Gar, just imagine that you know that your Uncle Con and me have finalized all the plans.
Uncle Con and I.
The apartment is situated in a pretty nice locality, and you will have the spare room, which has TV and air conditioning and window meshes and your own bathroom with a shower.
Adjacent to our seat church, no children, other help kept.
You will begin on Monday the 23rd at the Emperor Hotel, which is only about 20 minutes away.
Monsieur, madame?
Con says it is a fine place for to work in, and the owner is Mr. Patrick Palanakis, who is half Irish.
Patrick?
Half Greek.
Palanakis?
His grandfather came from Kerry.
Pilahokia, Greek from Kalani.
We know you will like it here and work hard. We remember our short trip to Ireland last September with happy thoughts and look forward to seeing you again. Until we see you, all love, Elise. P.S. About paying back the passage money which you mentioned in your last letter, desist. No one's crying about it.
Elise. Damn it, Lizzie Gallagher, you came up in the world.
September the 8th.
By God, Lizzie was in nice talking form that day.
You were invited to attend the wedding of Kathleen Dugan of Gorton Moor House.
Damn it, O'Donnell. None of this moody drivelling. They arrived in the afternoon, remember? One of those autumn days.
There you are, Johnny.
Thank you.
How's your mommy?
Well.
Tell her I was asking for her. God, they're here already. You go down to the river and tell God his auntie Lizzie is here. He's below fishing.
What, Nan?
Welcome, Lizzie. Welcome, Mama.
And this is Finn Burton.
Well, here we are. Sit down, Lizzie, and make ourselves at home. We didn't expect you till the evening. The boss is at a wedding, but Gar ought to be back any minute. Will you help yourselves? I have to mind the shop.
Well, anyway, there we are, all sitting like stuffed ducks in the front seat. Una and Agnes and Rose and Mother and me. Oh, and Mother, all dickied up in a good black shawl and everything. And up at the altar rails, there's Moira, all by herself. Oh, but listen to this, this'll kill you. Mother's here, see, and Agnes is here, and I'm here. And Agnes leans across Mother to me, and she says, in this hell of a loud voice, she says, oh, this really does kill me. She says, in this whisper of hers, she says, oh, you know the size of Bulger Free Chapel. He couldn't swing a cat in that place. She says, hey, that chapel's still there, isn't it? Hasn't fell down or nothing, has it?
Well, unless it fell down in the last couple hours. We drove up there this morning, remember?
Oh, yeah, so we did. Oh, fine place.
Made me feel kind of, you know. What the hell was I talking about?
Agnes leaned over to you and said...
Oh, thanks, Ben. Great friend, with a great memory. I tell you, God, Ben Burton is 100% the first and best friend we made when we went over there. Right, Daddy?
Get on with the story, honey. You're telling us about that morning.
What's he talking about?
Day my father and mother got married.
Oh, that day. Always had something. With the wind howling and the rain slashing around. Oh, Mother, poor Mother. May God be good to her. She thought, just because Moira got this guy with a big store, we should all of us get guys with big stores. Oh, poor Moira. We were so alike in every way, Moira and me. Oh, but he was good to her. Say that for Espio, Donald. Real good to her. Hey, where the hell is he anyway? Why, will S.B. O'Donnell, my brother-in-law, not meet me?
He told you. He's away at a wedding.
What wedding?
Some local girl and some Dublin duck.
What local girl? You think I'm a stranger here or something?
What local girl? Senator Dugan's daughter.
Never heard of her. Some Johnny Hopper.
You'll think about what we were discussing. Oh, will, Uncle Con. The job's as good as you'll get it. We'd be proud to have you.
Don't force him.
I'm not forcing him. I'm only telling him.
Well, now you told him a dozen times, so now desist, will you?
Oh, we'll think about it, really.
Sure. Typical Irish. He will think about it. And while he's thinking about it, the store falls down about his head. Tell me, what age are you? 26, 27? What are you waiting for? For S.B. to run away to sea until the weather gets better?
Honey.
Well, I'm talking straight to the kid. He's Moira's boy. I've got an interest in him. Only have you I have. Am I right or am I wrong?
Right. You're about to tell us what Agnes whispered to you.
Poor Aggie. Dead. Moira dead. Rose. Lizzie. All dead. All dead and gone.
Honey, you're Lizzie.
So what?
Well, honey, you're not dead.
You've gone senile all of a sudden. Oh, give him no more to drink. Oh, for God's sake, who says I'm dead?
You're very much alive, Elise.
Oh, thanks, friend. Great friend. The great intellect. He's still the best friend we have. Oh, and we have many good, dear, kind friends in the U.S., right, Daddy?
Right.
And that's why I say to you, America is God's own country. Right, Ben?
Don't ask me. I was born there.
What do you mean,
don't ask me?
I am asking you. He should come over or he should not. Which is it?
Well, it's just another place to live, Elise. Ireland, America. What's the difference?
Listen, we have this ground floor apartment, see, and a car that is air-conditioned and color TV. Oh, and this big collection of all the Irish records you ever heard. And in this backyard with this great big cherry tree in it. And squirrels and night owls and the smell of lavender in the spring. And long summer evenings. Oh, and snow at Christmas. And a Christmas tree in the parlor. And,
Elise.
And it's all so god-awful. Because we have no one to share it with us. And
it's okay, honey. It's okay.
He's my sister's boy. The only child of five girls of us. We spent a fortune on doctors, didn't we, Daddy? It was no use. And then I says to him, I says, we'll go home to Ireland. And Moira's boy, we'll offer him everything we have.
No. No.
Everything. And maybe we can coax him, you know. Maybe it's sort of bribery, I don't know, but he would have everything we've ever gathered.
Keep it. Keep it.
And all the love we have in us.
No. No.
Got a long drive to the hotel, honey.
Oh. It's always the same with us Gallagher girls, wasn't it? Either laughing or crying. Sort of silly and impetuous and shooting our big mouths off. Talking too much. Oh, not like the O'Donnells, you know. Kind of cold.
Don't, man. Don't.
Your gloves, honey. It's been a heavy day.
Tell your father that we regret we did not have the opportunity for to make his acquaintance again after all these years.
I want to go to America if you'll have me.
Laddie!
Sure, son. You think it over. You think it over. No, as soon as I can, Aunt Lizzie, I mean it.
Daddy.
Look, son.
To Oscar. Come to us. To our home.
If you'll have me.
Oh, if we'll have him. He says, if we'll have him. Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm half shut up. My son.
Not yet.
Don't touch me yet.
God.
My God. Oh, my God. My God.
And that's how you were got, right, honey? Soft and impetuous like a galloper. Regrets?
None.
Uncertainties?
None.
Tiny little niggling reservations?
None.
And her grammar.
Shut up!
Oh, boy, wasn't it something.
Go to hell.
And her vulgarity.
Fuck her off!
And she'd tuck you into your air-conditioned cot every night and croon, go to sleep, my little honey child. She got you soft on account of the day it was, didn't she? 8th of September, you were invited to the wedding out. And when she said you looked like an O'Donnell, cold-like.
It's now 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France.
Oh, but when she threw her arms around you. Well, well, well.
Then the Dauphin is at Versailles.
Poor little orphan boy.
Shut up, shut up.
Mama. Mama.
Madge! Madge! Madge!
You don't want to go, Laddie Buck. Admit it. You don't want to go.
You can't find me coat. Could only manage to leave things where you find them. You wouldn't be such a bad old nuisance.
Don't you dare come home here drunk.
I'm going to say goodbye to the boys over a quiet drink or two. And how I spend my nights is a matter entirely for myself.
The boys. Couldn't even come here to say goodbye to you on your last night.
Straight to the bone.
You mind your business, I'll mind mine.
Many of them are getting a pension now.
In case you're in bed when I go back, I want to call at 6:30.
Oh, the clock will be set. If you hear it, well and good. Sit there night after night, year after year, doing them old books as if the world depended on them, and not so much as a word out of you. I mean it. Just drives me mad, the sight of you. I've that much work to do, and I'd be that busy for the next couple of weeks that I won't have time to lift me head. Kate, Mrs. King, it's good to see you.
Is Guardian, Madge?
No, he's not then. You just missed him by a few minutes. He's just gone down to the pub to have a drink with the boys.
It doesn't matter. It's not important.
I could run down and tell him. Wouldn't want to miss you, Kate.
No. No, I'll... Thanks, Madge. Good night.
There's only one way to put the fear of God in them bastards. Every time, you know where.
Who's the ref, Ned? Jimmy Tobin from Bunmorning.
That or the knee. It's the only game them gets in play, and we can play it too.
I've known it. It's a hell of a forward line, old Sam.
They'll be in crutches this day week. Christ, I can hardly wait to get the studs planted in wee Bagsy Dorden's face.
Oh, lads, when you're lining out on the pitch, I'll be thinking of you.
Lucky bloody man, Gar. God, I wish I was in your shoes.
By the way, lads, who's the blondie thing I seen at last mass on Sunday?
Oh, a big redhead.
Well, you're bloody well deaf. A blondie.
But there was two of them sitting over by the confession box.
I've seen one.
They're English, stopping up at the hotel.
But the big red thing, she's one of Neil McFadden's girls.
Annie? Is Annie home?
Aye, she is. So I heard the mammy say it.
Bloody great. That's me fixed up for the next 2 weeks. When are you ever on that job?
No, I wasn't, Ned.
For Christ's sake, she wouldn't spit on you.
All right for everything, Big Annie. But you need the constitution of a horse. I had her for a fortnight when she was home last year and she damn near killed me.
Big Annie from up beyond the quarry.
Aye, you know, Gar, the one with the squint.
Annie McFadden has no squint.
Way you take a run and race at yourself, man.
What do you mean?
You were never out with Big Andy McFadden in your life, man.
Are you calling me a liar?
What's the point? Well, begod, Gar, Ned was there. Manny's and Manny's the time. Weren't you, Ned?
Have it your own way, Ned.
Aye, and sure, maybe she got the squint straightened out since I seen her last. Should all the women nowadays get the squint straightened out? That means you could walk from here to Cork nowadays and you wouldn't see a woman with the squint.
I just don't like fellas getting snottery with me, that's all.
Bit of life about the place next week, lads. Carnival. Too bad you'll miss it, Gar. Oh, there was a holy fright last year, night after night, remember?
Bloody cows. Whole bloody lot of them.
Do you mind the night we had the two wee Glasgow pieces?
Stop.
Talk about hot things.
Liveliest wee tramps I ever laid. I was never the same since.
You know, whatever it is about him, if there's a fast woman in the country, she'll head for Ned first thing. Lucky bugger.
I'm off tomorrow, boys.
So.
Boston.
Philadelphia.
You know what I'm thinking? We better see about transport.
Damn it, you're right. Now, I can get the Outfellas van easy enough. Can you get your Charlie's lorry?
Just maybe. I better turn the night.
Yeah, how about a song for Gar, boys, before we all break up?
What time is it?
She's early in the night yet.
9:20.
We better go then. Charlie was talking about going to a dance in Ardmore.
Damn it, that's an idea.
We'd all go. A big last night for Gar.
Ardmore, are you mad? Bloody women in that place don't know what they're for.
True, boy. Scream their heads off if you laid a hand on them.
But I'll tell you what we'll do. Call in home first to see Charlie and they go on to the hotel for a dirty big booze up.
No, I don't like drinking in that place.
Them two Inchbits, what's their name?
Them strangers. You wouldn't have a chance there. They do nothing but walk and look at weeds and stuff.
Who wouldn't have a chance?
Oh, well, I know, Ned, but how would they sort of stiff like? Like they worked in a post office or something.
They're women, aren't they?
Damn it, maybe we might. Still, I don't know. They knit a lot. What do you think?
I vote we stay here.
You can cut me out with an early start.
£10 to a shilling I click with one or other of them.
I won't be here to collect me winnings.
Come on, any takers. Never clapped eyes on them before and I'm offering 10 notes to a bob.
Cripes, I know that look in his eyes.
Wise bloody man. The blood's up, lads. Any volunteers for a big booze up and a couple of women?
Did he say women? Sign me on.
I don't think I'm in form tonight, boys.
We'll show them a weed or two, eh?
Out to the sandbanks, get them in the bloody bend.
We're away. Wait. How much money have you?
2 and 9, 3 and 3. 3 and 9.
And I've 6 and 2. Well, it'll have to do. Say a prayer that fast and thrifty.
Dirty old brute. Lead on, bull.
I'm telling you, lads, the blood's up.
Hey, he's coming, lads.
Well, are you coming, lads?
I'd be up at 6:30.
So long, Gar. You know the old rule, if you can't be good, be careful.
Aye. Send us a pack of them playing cards. You know, the ones with the dirty pictures on the back.
And if the women are as easy as the money out there, we might think of joining you. Red old cock.
Bull on regardless.
Yee-hoo! By the way, Gar, since I'll not be seeing you again before you go,
Hey, what are you doing? At least wait until you're sure of the women.
Shut up. If any of them Yankee Scots try to beat you up some dark night, you can... Well, you know... There's a bloody big buckle on it. May as well get ice scotch with it.
It's all right, lads. He has his braces on as well.
I meant to buy you something good, but the old fella didn't sell the calf to the jobbers last Friday. He could have. Stupid bastard. Such a bloody stupid bastard of an old fella.
Thanks, Ned. Thanks.
But I have nothing for you, Gar.
Look, are we for the sandbanks or are we not?
You'll make out all right over there. Have a...
Cripes, I know that look in his eyes.
Christ, if there's one get I hate, it's you!
Blood's up. God, when he goes on like that, the blood's up all right.
Ned!
Ned, wait for me!
What the hell are you waiting for?
Damn it, man, it's your last night and all, and I thought maybe
we... Wait the hell and run after them.
You know yourself, they'll only hang around the gable of the hotel and chat and do nothing.
For God's sake, man, those English women will be swept off their feet.
You're taking a hand at me now.
I'm telling you, you're missing the opportunity of a lifetime.
Maybe, huh? Well, what do you think?
Go on, go on.
God, maybe you're right. God, you never know what'd happen, huh? Well, maybe we'll click tonight. Say a wee prayer, we do. Christ, my brother's up to. Send us a card sometimes, Gar.
Surely, Joe.
Lucky bloody man. God, I wish I was in your shoes.
There's nothing stopping you, is there?
Only the mammy planted sycamore trees last year, and she says I can't leave till they're tall enough to shelter the house.
Oh, you're stuck for a couple of days, so... Way off with you.
Well, so long, old cock.
They're louts. Ignorant, bloody louts. And you've always known it. And don't pretend you're surprised, because you're not. You know what they'll do tonight, don't you? They'll shuffle around the gable end of the hotel and take an odd, furtive peep into the lounge of the Englishwoman. Won't even look up at them from their frigid knitting. Many a night you did it yourself, bucko. But for Aunt Lizzie and the grace of God, you'll be there tonight too. Watching the lights go out over the village. Hearing the front doors being bolted. Seeing the blinds being drawn. Stamping your feet to keep the numbness from spreading. Not wanting to go home yet, not for another while. Wanting to hold on to the night. But nothing else can happen now. Nothing at all. And no one will ever know or understand the fun there was. For there was fun and there was laughing. Foolish, silly fun and foolish, silly laughing. What it was all about, you can't remember now, can you? Just the memory of it. That's all you have now.
Hello, Gar. Francis, you remember Gareth O'Donnell, don't you?
I do indeed. How are things with you, Gareth?
Oh, grand, thanks. How are you, Dr. King?
King of the bloody fairies.
No complaints.
You wouldn't think of calling to say goodbye to your friends, I suppose.
Oh, I was going to, but,
Be careful.
I just went clean out of my mind. You know how it is going away.
I understand, Gar.
He's our husband, you bugger.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
To an aunt, isn't it?
Astra, to a sister of mother's.
I hear you're going to work in a hotel.
You know as much about it as I do.
You know how it is. Balibyag, it's a small town.
Yeah, I'll probably go to night school as well, you know. At night.
Brilliant.
Do law or medicine or something.
Oh, you do well, Gar. You'll probably make a whole lot of money and come back in about 20 years' time and buy up the whole town.
Very likely. That's my plan, yeah.
Kate. Kathy.
How's your mother and father?
Oh, they're fine. Mr. O'Donnell?
Grand. I'll come back when I made my first million, driving a Cadillac, smoking cigars, and taking movie films.
Oh, I hope you'll be very happy there, Gar. That life will be good to you.
I'll make sure that life's good to me from now on.
Your father will miss you.
It's his lookout.
Do you know something? If I had to hang around Ballybeg for another week, I'd go off my bloody head. This place would make anybody crazy. Have a look around you, for God's sake. Look at Master Boy. Look at my father. Look at the boys. Asylum cases, every bloody one of them.
Shh.
I've been stuck in this hole far too long, I'm telling you. It's a bloody quagmire. A backwater, a dead end.
Shh.
There's not a thing about Ballybeg that I don't know already. I hate the place, and every stone, and every rock, and every piece of heather around it. And the sooner that plane whips me away out of it, the better I like it.
It isn't as bad as all that, Gar.
You're stuck here. What else can you say?
Now, listen, that's not a very nice thing to say.
And you'll die here. I'm not stuck. I'm free. Free as the bloody wind.
All I meant to say
answerable
was...
Answerable to no one. All that bloody yap about father and son and all that silly sentimental rubbish about homeland and birthplace. It's all yap, bloody yap, and to hell with Ballybeg. That's what I say.
Oh, man. Kate, we'd better be going. Your parents will be wondering what's keeping us.
Tell them I was asking for them.
Goodbye, Gar.
Enjoy yourself, Kate. If you can't be good. You know.
Goodbye.
My God, steady, man. Steady. It is now 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France, then the Dauphiness at Versailles, and she never lighted on this orb. Oh, my God. As beautiful Kitty one morning was tripping with a pitcher of milk.
We'll go and tell them. Now. Right away. Mammy and Daddy. They'll be at home. And remember, Gar, it's up to you. Entirely up to you. Goodbye, Gar. Isn't as bad as all that. Goodbye, Gar. Isn't as bad as all that. Goodbye, Gar.
Screwball, say something. Say something, Father.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This time tomorrow night, Bucko, you'll be saying the rosary with Uncle Con and Auntie Lizzie.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour.
When Screwball's is curled up fast asleep in his wee cot, he'll be swaggering down 56th on 3rd, at the junction of 29th and 7th on 81st, with this big blonde nuzzling up to you.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen.
The third joyful mystery, the Nativity.
Tamara, that's her name. The granddaughter of an exiled Russian prince. And tonight, you'll invite her up to dinner in your penthouse. You'll be dressed in a deep blue velvet jacket. She'll incline her head towards you, close her eyes, and whisper,
"Your decade."
Our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Screwballs, do you dream? Do you ever dream of the past, Screwballs? Of that wintry morning in Bolshevree when you married her? The 3 days honeymoon in Bundoran. God, maybe behind those dead eyes and that flat face are the memories of precious moments in the past. My God, have I been unfair to you? Is it possible that you've stored up in the back of that mind of yours? Do you remember? It was a day, 15 years ago. I don't remember every detail, but some things are as vivid as can be. The boat was blue. And the paint was peeling. And there was an empty cigarette packet floating on the water. You'd give me your hat and put your coat around my shoulder, because it'd been a shower of rain. You had the rod in your left hand. I can see the cork nibbled away from the butt of the rod. And maybe we'd been chatting. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But between us at that moment, there was this great happiness, this great joy. You must have felt it too. Although nothing's been said, just the two of us fishing on a showery day. And young as I was, I felt, I knew that this was precious. And your hat was soft on the top of my ears, and I shrank down into your coat. And then, for no reason at all
along the hat I wear a green collar ribbon. All around me hat for 12 months and a day. And if anybody asks me the reason why I wear, it's all for the true, who's far, far.
You have your supper now?
Any time suits you.
And how about St. Martin de Porres?
Huh?
Supper.
Oh, yes, yes, please, miss.
You suppose even the saints must eat note again?
What time do you make it?
20 past 10. it's that anyhow.
Go on, ask him. He must remember.
The days are shortening already. Before we know, we'll be burning light before closing time.
Go on, go on.
Whatever happened to that old boat used to be up in Loughlin Clough Cove?
A boat, eh?
Good evening, Cannon.
Ah, the Cannon.
Bugger the Cannon.
You're a terrible woman, Manch.
Welcome, Cannon.
That match.
Hi, Cannon.
She says I wait till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
You wait, says she, till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
Pay no heed to Madge, Cannon.
And how's the O'Donnell family tonight?
And how's the O'Donnell family tonight?
Living away as usual. Not a thing happening.
Liar.
Just so now. Just so. Will we have a game now, or will we wait till the supper comes in?
We may as well commence, Sean.
Whatever you say, Kenny.
You wait till the rosary's over, Shishi.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
It'll be getting near your time, Gareth.
Tomorrow morning, can I?
Just so now. Tomorrow morning.
Here we are.
Powerful the way time passes, too.
Black or white, Cannon?
Black or white?
Black for the crows and white for the swans.
Black for the crows and white for the swans.
Have a shot at the black.
Maybe I will then.
Can't take the money off you every night.
Can't take the trousers off you every night.
Cannon O'Byrne.
Usual stakes, Cannon.
I see no reason to alter them, Sean.
So, you're at it already. If they were playing for turkeys, they couldn't be more serious.
Quiet.
Jared,
toes all rumbling, scalding hot.
And raised blisters on his own Paul paid card for giving.
Right.
What?
Why don't you take a run over and see the new baby?
And this the last night we'll have you to torment us.
Go on, so we can't start swapping the filthy stories till you're out of the way.
And none of that talk now.
It's your own namesake, isn't it?
Shh. So she says.
Go on, you'll be back before bedtime.
Maybe I will. Now remember them shorts probably aired. What is it?
Don't. Why did me mother marry him instead of Master Boy?
What?
She went with both of them, didn't she?
She married the better man by far.
She went with Boyle first, didn't she?
I told you before, she went with a dozen of them. They were all crazy after her.
Is that what started Boyle drink?
If it was, more fool he. And any more nosing about you want to do, ask the boss. Because you're not going to pump me.
What the hell did you have to go and ask that for? Snap, boy, snap. We want no scenes tonight. And clear out of this, or you're liable to get overexcited watching those two daredevils dicing with death. Into your survival shelter. And brood. Forgive me, Cannon. My Chinese mistress is waiting. Mendelssohn. Give us a bar or two, Mendelssohn, old fella. Come on, lad. Rosin the old bow, spitting the old hands. Give us an old bar.
What's that noise?
What's that, Cannon?
A noise of some sort.
Is there? I don't hear.
It's music, is it?
Music?
Aye, it's music.
That'll be Gar, then.
Oh?
Play them records of his.
Thought I heard something.
All he asks is sit up there and play them records all day.
It makes him happy.
Terrible man for the records.
Do you know what the music's saying? It's saying once upon a time a boy and his father sat one afternoon in a blue boat on a lake.
And on that afternoon, a great beauty happened. A beauty that has haunted the boy ever since. Because he wonders now, did it really happen? Or did he imagine it? There's just the two of us, the music says. Each of us is all the other has. Why can't we even look at each other? Have pity on us, the music says. Have pity on every goddamn man of us. And to hell with all strong, silent men.
He'll be getting near his time, he tells me.
Tomorrow morning.
Powerful the way time passes, too. There's hope for you yet.
I don't know, is there?
No, you're not too late yet.
Maybe.
No, I wouldn't say die yet. Not yet, I wouldn't.
You won't sleep again tonight, laddo.
This is the last time you lie in this bed. Last time you look at that pattern. Last time you listen to the silence of Ballybay. The last time you...
Ah, shut up.
Go down to the shop, man, and get yourself a packet of aspirins. That'll do the trick. Hey, screwballs. Mind if I take a packet of aspirin? Send the bill to the USA, okay?
Go on, boy. Get yourself a packet of pills.
My God, Lady Godiva.
This way, Jan.
I wasn't sleeping. What has you up?
I wasn't sleeping either. Get some aspirins inside.
Hard to sleep sometimes?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes.
There's tea in the pot.
Yeah.
If it's a headache you had.
Now's your time. The early hours of the morning. Put your head on his shoulder and say, how's my darling daddy?
You take some. I'm sure you know, I never take a second cup.
Playing hard to get. Come on, bucko. It's your place to make the first move, the younger man. Say, screwballs with a magnificent figure like that. How is it you were never in showbiz? Say, it is now 16 or 17. Say, oh my God. Say something.
You need a new tire for the van.
Well, what one's that?
The back left hand one. I told you it's done.
Aye? So you did?
And, what else? Don't forget the fencing post for McGuire on Wednesday.
Fencing posts?
12 dozen. The milk lorry will take them up. I spoke with Packy.
Aye. Right.
You're doing grand. Keep at it. It's the silence that's the enemy. What are the more plug tobacco? The trouble will be here this week.
I'll see about that.
I'm going to put a new clasp on that lower window. The tinkers are around again.
Aye?
And some of them were here at dinner time. I took some cans off.
I just thought I noticed something shining from the ceiling.
And that'd be the cans then.
Aye.
Got 6 of them.
They'll not go to loss.
They wanted me to take a dozen, but I said 6 would do it.
6 is plenty. They don't go as quick as they used to, them cans.
And that's why I wouldn't take the dozen.
You were right, too. Although, I remember a time when I got through a couple of dozen a week.
Yeah?
All cans it was then. Maybe you'd sell a kettle at Hurf Cutting, or if there'd be a yank coming home.
You'd better get them pills and try and get a few hours sleep.
We're getting the mail van in the morning.
7:15.
I was listening to the weather forecast there. Moderate westerly winds and occasional showers, it said.
Yeah?
I was thinking that it would be a fair enough day for going up in a plane.
Should be so.
I was meaning to tell you that you should sit at the back. It is now 16 or 17 years. Longest way round is the shortest way home.
You know,
If there was an accident or anything, it's the front gets it hardest.
Suppose that's true or not?
Not that I know. But that's what they say. Now. He might remember, he might. What if he does, laddo? My God, what if he does?
Do you know what kept coming into my head all day?
Eh?
The fishing we used to do up in Loch na Cluach Cor.
Oh, Loch na Cluach Cor. Aye.
We had to draw on it every Sunday during the season.
That's not today or yesterday.
There's a blue boat on it, do you remember?
Many of the fish we took off that same lake.
Remember the blue boat?
A blue one, eh?
I don't know who owned it, but it was blue and the paint was peeling.
I remember a brown one the doctor brought from somewhere up in the...
Doesn't matter who owned it. It doesn't even matter that it was blue. Do you remember one afternoon we were up there, two of us? And it must have rained because you put a jacket round my shoulders and you gave me your hat.
Aye.
And it wasn't that we were talking or anything, but suddenly you sang, "All round my hat I wear a green-coloured ribbon." On.
Me?
For no reason at all except that you were happy. Do you remember it?
No. Rotten, I don't. There. All round my hat, I don't think I ever knew that one. It wasn't the Flower of Sweet Straw Band, that was my song.
Would have been, it doesn't matter.
So now you know. It never really happened. All round my hat, that was never one of mine. And you said the boat was blue?
Doesn't matter, forget it.
Well, there was a brown one belonging to the doctor, and before that again there was a small flat bottom, but that was green, or was it white? You wouldn't be thinking of a punt, and it could have been blue. One the curate down at the pier last summer. Fine, sturdy little punt it was, too, and it could very well have been the one that...
Has you up?
I wasn't sleeping. I thought you were in bed.
I was over at Nellie's. The place was upside down.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
Not a thing.
And the baby is strong and healthy?
Oh, fine, fine.
That's all that matters.
They're going to call her Bridget.
That's a grand name. Bridget. Madge?
You'll get a coal padding about in yon rig.
I'll get one of Charlie Bonner's boys to do the van for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'll manage rightly.
It's cold down here, way up to bed.
It's not like the old days when the whole countryside did with me. I needed the help then. It's different now. I'll manage by myself, eh? I'll manage fine, eh?
Oh, fine.
Do you mind, Madge, the trouble we had keeping him at school just after he turned 10? Nothing he'd do him but to get behind the counter. And he had this little sailor suit on him this morning.
Sailor suit? He never had a sailor suit.
Oh, he had, Madge. Oh, Madge, he had. And I can see him in it. And he said this morning, Sissy, "I'm not going to school today. I'm going into my daddy's business. You know, all important. And do you remember, you tried to coax him to go to school. And not a move could you get out of him. And at the heel of the hunt, I had to go with him myself. And off the two of us went, and he chatting and dancing beside me. You couldn't get a word in edgeways with all the chatting he went through. Maybe, Madge, maybe... it's because I could have been his grandfather.
Me to know.
I was too old for her, Madge, eh?
Me to know. They're a new race. A new world.
I don't know, right? This place has turned into a nightclub.
I'm only getting back.
Who's the new Madge?
Strong and healthy, and that's all that matters.
Who's the christening?
Next Sunday after last mass.
Madge Mulher, you proud?
Just tired, son. Very tired.
Something wrong, Madge?
If there was, wouldn't I tell you?
Of course she would. Who else has she?
I'll call you at 6:30. Night.
Sleep well, Madge.
Sleep well yourself.
Watch her carefully. Every movement, every gesture, every little peculiarity. Keep the camera whirring, because this is a film you'll run over and over again. Madge, going to bed on my last night at home. Madge. My God, boy, why do you have to go? Why? And you'd let me know if you got sick or anything, huh?
Who else would there be?
Just in case. Not that it's likely. They'll live the lot of us.
Sometimes feel sorrow.